There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Step 2018 is on today, American University of Dubai. I went to Step Start. Step Start is all about startups and tech innovators and people trying to do things and get seed capital. The venture capitalists are there talking to people. There's a venture capitalist there today. It's a branch capital, actually, and they've got this offshoot, and it's called Bakery. And they had this very cool little stand. So I'm stood there going, so where's the bread? And they're like, well, no, actually, we don't do bread. We're a bakery. So oven, you know, getting the projects ready. Quite clever, I thought. Anyway, that's part of it.
I'm really hungry. Can we stop talking about food stuff?
We can. You know, you wouldn't want a nice little piece of tomato, perhaps?
No.
Dried tomato in a sandwich? If you missed that earlier, it wasn't worth it. Sixth edition of Step, anyway. What would you think about a video link to your doctor? Something that isn't really generally available at the moment, certainly not for most of us. Is that something that could be useful, NLT?
I'm open-minded now. I've heard the experts talk about it, to be honest. I'm open-minded, but I think on the surface level, I would be quite against it. I'd be like, oh, well, you know, what if they can't diagnose something properly? Or, you know, if you've got a sore throat or an ear infection, the doctor generally will have a look at it. And you think, well, if it's video, how can they really see?
This is a good point, but if you think of it from a peace of mind perspective or for a follow-up with a doctor, for example, so you are freeing up a doctor's time, lots of different ways that it could, I think, be beneficial. So that's an app that somebody started.
I'm Charlie Barlow, the founder and CEO of Health at Hand. We are a technology startup. We've got an iOS and an Android app, which looks to revolutionise the primary healthcare space, putting a doctor in your pocket through video. We're here at Step exhibiting tomorrow, and there's a really cool vibe down here. Loads of technology startups, loads of venture capital firms, private equity firms. Delighted to be invited. Come down and see us tomorrow.
So putting a doctor in your pocket, that's one thing. Here's something else and completely different. How about sharing solar energy? If you have panels on your house, not many of us do, but you're starting to see them pop up. If you do, or maybe you're in Sustainable City, for example, and you can feed back into the grid. What about the idea of exchanging renewable energy, for example?
My name is Abdullah Al-Mansoub. I'm the founder and CEO of Generate. And we're here at Step Conference to really get our name out there and to get some seed funding. What we do is a peer-to-peer energy exchange, which utilizes blockchain technology. And our vision is to have exchange of renewable energy because the grid has reached parity because of the drop of PV panels in the price. So what we would like to do is basically to have an Uberization of the energy industry, where if you're out working, you can actually make money off of your solar panels on the top of your roof. Because at that time, you could either sell it to the grid or you could sell it on our platform for a better rate. And so that's our vision.
And Abdullah said to me, he's talking to Diwa at the moment. I don't think there's anything formalised, but if you fed it back to the grid to try and negate some of the effects of your bill, maybe come out neutral in your bill, if you can, that's kind of the hope, isn't it? But what if you could actually make money from the solar electricity that you generate?
Yes.
Well, nice idea.
I think you can now.
Is another way of doing it. He's calling, you've heard him there saying that I'm calling for the Uberization of this space. And I thought, that's a great phrase.
That is a good phrase.
Mm. All right, then. So that's one thing. I met a guy from a company called Disruptive Technologies. We like the name of that, I think. Showcasing a product called Secure ID, which does pretty much what you would expect. So passwords, generates passwords, keeps them safe. He was here from Sweden. What about something for the creative types?
So hi, my name is Grayson. I'm actually the founder of a company called Art Kentro. We are based in the UAE, and we are an online publication for the local, for the local creative community. We are sort of an online magazine, so we do local stories in the field of arts, music, film, and design. And we have a niche audience, but it's really growing. What we're here at Step for is basically to secure seed funding. We are in an incubator, so we're currently being incubated at N5. And so we are at a reasonable position to secure funding, and that's why we're here.
Okay, so that's Grayson Suarez, just after Art Dubai. You can see why that's a space that is only going to grow. Here's something aimed specifically at women, for female entrepreneurs in particular.
My name is Amira Ahmed. Mm-hmm. I do content strategy for Womena's Womedia platform.
Right.
Womena is an organization that focuses on empowering women in business, women entrepreneurs. It started out as an angel investor network for women. Over the past 3 years, invested in a lot of platform portfolio companies. And recently we launched two new initiatives, Womedia, which is a content platform focusing on telling the stories of women in the MENA region and kind of owning that narrative. And Momentum, which is our startup accelerator for female-led tech startups in the MENA region. It's starting in July. The cycle will be for 4 months between Berlin, startups' home countries, and then it ends in Dubai with a demo day and Jitech's participation. So those are our main arms now, Womedia, Momentum, and Womena is the overarching organization. And we're working towards making gender diversity and gender inclusivity, enabling and fostering that environment in the entrepreneurship ecosystem in the region.
So that's Amira Ahmed from Womena, which foxed me for a little while. I went past the stand a few times and then got the joke, as it were. So women, a women, MENA. It took a while to get it. But what was great about their stand was they had a Zen space. And there was one of their people was there, and she had an iPad with these red headphones, and she was meditating in the middle of this conference. I was very tempted to join her.
Just proves that you can do it anywhere.
Well, you can. That's exactly the point. So that's one thing. My favourite thing today, though, was this. And I said earlier, what if you could order a pizza by talking to your phone and it would turn up? I know you can do that at the moment, but this is much more than that. And I think probably this one was maybe my favourite idea of the day. Let's start with your name.
Tarek.
What's your full name?
Tarek Osman.
So, Tarek, you are behind Yanzo. What's Yanzo?
So, we're doing conversational commerce. You simply send us a text message saying, hey guys, I need this to be done. And we make sure it's done. As simple as this. We take the hassle off your shoulders. We help you to focus on what matters and put your time on what really adds value to your life.
Okay, so if I wanted to get, I don't know, a pizza and I can't be bothered to use an app, I just order it by talking to my phone?
Yes, you just send us a WhatsApp message, literally a WhatsApp, Facebook message, saying, hey guys, I need my favorite pepperoni pizza, large with two cans of soda. As simple as this.
Okay, so and that doesn't have to be just for pizza, it could be for anything.
Anything, we can get your dog to the vet, we can buy you stuff, we can buy you furniture, we can pick your shirt from the laundry, or we can even buy you a new shirt from your favorite store.
Wow, people are interested?
Definitely, we're having so much traction since the morning. We've been here for the last few hours, it's very exciting. We've been here last year, we've been working on the idea for at least two years now, since 2016, and we went operationally since August, and the traction is amazing so far. We're trying to keep up with the volume.
Whether anything gets real traction, I don't know, but I like the idea of that conversational commerce. That was a phrase that was new on me.
There's some real good buzz phrases coming out today.
There's some real buzz phrases. Uberization. David steps in and says, enough already. CK, how does the doctor app free up the doctor's time if he or she still has to be on the phone? It's a good point, but, you know, a quick video call as opposed to 20 minutes of, you know, the small talk and the build up to everything, I suppose.
I think it's like a triage thing as well, though, so they can talk to people, and if they need further assistance, then they can come in, and then some of the time wasters and possibly hypochondriacs can have the conversation, feel a bit better, and the doctor can go out there about their business.
Quite possible. It's a hard thing to get, but the idea is, so we have a doctor in your pocket, Uberization and conversational commerce. There's probably a lot more to talk about. Just a few things, a few ideas, but the thing is, this is all happening here today, and that's kind of, I suppose, a little bit more the story. It's at Step 2018.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.